Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's been an exciting three or four days here for this organization. There's a lot of people I'd like to thank with regards to that. Of course, ownership, I want to thank them for all their everything that they've done in terms of us moving forward. I want to thank the coaching staff, the personnel staff, the analytics staff for all their work. I mean, this is a plan that I think is really interesting is we tried to set a plan 2 months ago. I think we did a really nice job of executing this plan moving forward. And, you know, this is just the first phase. Like I always say, you don't win games here in the spring. You win games in the fall. So, you know, this helps contribute. And look, I look forward to winning games in the fall. And with that, I'll take your questions.
First of all, can you talk about let's start with Tyrod Taylor. What did you see in Tyrod? What do you think he can step in and do for you this year?
Well, I think the beauty about Tyrod is you all have met him. I think he is a natural leader. I think he's got the skill set physically to extend plays. I don't think he doesn't turn the ball over, which I really like and admire. And he's got the arm strength to kind of go deep. And I think he fits the mechanics of what Hugh and what Todd are looking for in the offense, and I just thought it was a natural fit.
The fact that you made the trades before free agency started, just talk about that philosophy, and was it in order to make sure you acquired players as opposed to having to get in a bidding war and maybe losing out on some guys?
You know what I thought was really interesting is the start of the league year started yesterday at 4 o'clock, and you know, here those guys are in the building today, and to me that's really exciting.
Jarvis Landry, can you tell us what you like most about him?
Well, I think his stats are there. I think he's got marvelous stats. He's a four-time Pro Bowler. He's got a presence about him, the way he plays the game. I think he'll be an ideal in the slot receiver position, and he loves to play the football game. He's one of those guys that we consistently talk about. Are they competitive? Do they love the game of football? And I think he fits that model.
Did you have to sign him to a contract extension to make that trade worthwhile?
Well, I mean, what that is, that's the business of football. And sometimes I feel, this is just me personally, take no offense, I don't like to talk about the business of football players in this format. I see long-term success for him in this organization, and that's what I look forward to.
Did you get into this free agency and start of the new league year period thinking that you're not messing around here is what it looks like? I mean, you are trying to get to winning as fast as possible, and you're just going to do whatever it takes to overhaul things and get this thing rolling?
Well, we're all in this game for a reason. We like to win. We're competitive. And I've said this earlier before. This team is going to be competitive year in and year out in the AFC North. And I think at this beginning stage right now, these pieces will begin to help us achieve that goal going into the 2018 season.
John, what about Tyrod Taylor? Do you see long-term success for him in this organization?
I do. I see Tyrod as, you know, what we want is we want success, and we want long-term success with Tyrod. And, you know, right now he's our starting quarterback, and right now I couldn't be more excited to have Tyrod on as a Cleveland Browns.
How did the personality of your team change?
Well, I think that's hard. That's a good question, but I think it's hard to tell. I know this. When, you know, players walk in the building, you can feel a certain energy in that building, and that's what I always like about this period when new guys come in here. And there's guys are really excited to be here, and I really appreciate that. Until those guys come together into training camp, the OTA sessions, because every team's identity is different year in and year out. But just meeting these guys here today, I can understand that they're going to help us and help us achieve our ultimate goals.
Can you explain, you talk about Tyrod Taylor as you think he'll be successful for you here long term. So talk about this bridge quarterback business if you spend your first or fourth pick on a quarterback. How does all that work?
Well, I mean – That's a hypothetical. You never know what's going to happen in the draft. I mean, we've always said that. But having Tyrod Taylor in this organization, I know one thing. He's been to the playoffs. He understands how to do it. He's led men. And for him to, you know, to be here, that's exciting. And, you know, we'll see when we get to the draft, then we'll get to that component, and we'll see what happens there.
What are your plans at left tackle?
Are you referencing, is that Joe you're referencing to?
Day to talk about him, but just the position in general.
Well, yeah, I think the best five offensive linemen, I think what you do is you try to put the best five offensive linemen in place. I think what you do is you have like Spencer Durango, you have Sean Coleman, you have Donald Stevenson. Those guys are going to get first crack at it, and let's see what happens there.
What did you see out of Sean Coleman last year on the right side?
Well, I saw a big guy with effort. You know what was really neat about this is – like today, I walked. I was walking around the building, and I looked out in the indoor facility, and I saw Joe Thomas and Sean Coleman together, and they were working on stuff already. So you can just see that Sean is committed, and he is looking forward to the challenge, and that's all you can ask for.
What did you know about Demaryius Randall from obviously him being in Green Bay and Alonzo and Elliott being there that made you think – he was a good get, and obviously, can you tell us why you guys are moving him to safety?
Well, first, I have a high degree of confidence in Alonzo and Elliott. I think they're very successful with what they do. And when they give strong recommendations, I listen to those recommendations moving forward. Now, personally, I watched Randall in college, and I thought he was a really good football player. He has natural feet. He's got really excellent athletic skill sets. He gives you great flexibility. He can play corner. He can play safety. And I think those will begin to be determined when the OTAs occur and then when training camp occurs. And then I think then you make those judgments with regards, is he a corner, is he safety, or how are we going to go about this?
John, you mentioned you came in over 2 months putting together this plan to bring these guys in and also prep for the draft. So I guess what's the correlation with – what you've done in the last week here and how that affects or doesn't affect what you do in the draft?
Well, I think it's you never want to go into a draft hamstrung in terms of being forced to do this or forced to make a bad move up here. But if you can have the assets to play in free agency and you're lucky enough to get certain players that you think can help this organization, you make moves like that because that'll help and change your mindset and thinking as you approach the draft.
When you look at Carlos Hyde and what he figures to do for you guys, does it sort of rule out Saquon Barkley early on?
Not necessarily. You can't have enough good football players. I think with Carlos – I've always liked what he does. I think he is built to play the Cleveland Browns style of running game. But, again, the draft is so far down the road. We're just at the second phase of that as we get closer to the spring workouts and we get everybody back in that room together and just finalize our draft board. That's to be determined down the road.
Into the season, you know, just with Carlos and Duke, and I'm sure you guys will end up with another running back somewhere, but would you feel pretty good about your running game?
No, I mean, you can't have if you want to create as much competition as you can, and that's how I look at it.
John, when you were going through those trades last Friday, and obviously even before that as you were constructing them, did you go in thinking that these picks are untouchable, you're able to keep those top five picks intact? Did you go into that thinking that you were going to be able to come away making these moves, keeping the top end of your draft intact, and was that a goal of yours?
Well, you really can't – you basically really can't, you know, orchestrate trades until the start of the league year begins, and at 4 o'clock, and then miraculously those guys appear, and they're here today.
What was your mindset or thinking about – going and sort of grabbing Tyrod early, you know, through a trade, as opposed to, you know, trying to get a Case Keenum or an A.J. McCarron or somebody that like that in free agency?
You know, what we did is in our evaluations of that position, and we did it not only with the personnel department, not only did we do it with the coaching staff, the analytics department, we did it as an organization. Then we all kind of sat and talked together. And at the end of it, of just listening to what everybody had to say, what's best for this organization, we did what's best for this organization. And Tyrod Taylor's here today.
John, after adding these 10 guys, when you look at your roster, what are the couple of positions that you say, okay, I still need to improve?
Well, I'm of the mindset of I want to create as much competition as every position we possibly can going into training camp. So, I mean, what I'm going to do is after I finish up here today, I'm going back up with the personnel staff, and we're going to kind of revisit and begin to, you know, get into the second phase of unrestricted free agency and then assess our strengths and weaknesses of our team and then, you know, begin the college process as well.
You've already added three defensive backs. So when you looked at the secondary, those four games you were here, what did you determine?
That, you know what, we could use a little more speed. That was one thing I thought, and we could use some speed in the defensive backfield, and I think we're going to get some speed in the defensive backfield.
And you think that Jabril Peppers was out of position by necessity, maybe playing so far back?
Well, not necessarily. I think what'll be interesting is young guys, when they get into the league as a rookie year and all of a sudden they're thrust into that starting position, that's hard for guys to do that. But I've always said the greatest impact that young men make is from that first to that second year where they've had a chance to decompress a little bit, then refocus their energies on the craft at hand. And I foresee Jabril, who I love his energy and his athleticism. I'd like to see him grab, you know, that position and just keep working at his craft and get better. I can see him developing and getting better.
You talked about having a plan for the offseason. Where are you now? Is there any place that you're ahead of schedule? Is there anything that you've said, I can't believe we pulled that off?
Well, you're never ahead of schedule. It's just good, you know, I thought we did a really nice, thorough, detailed job of just kind of laying out that plan and then trying to execute that plan. And that plan was part of the unrestricted free agency plan. And now we move, you know, into the second wave of free agency, and then we move into the college draft. So, to me, in my mind, after I meet today with the guys, I'm going to get back in and just kind of dive into the college because that's going to be very important for this organization.
Bother you at all that Mayfield and Rosen pro days were scheduled and you had to miss them? Would you have been there if it weren't to start a free agency?
Well, there's also private workouts, too. Never know until you show up there.
Did Jason McCourty ask for his release? Was that kind of a mutual thing?
Jason's agent was here in the building today. He and I had a long conversation. I would say about an hour ago I had a talk with Jason McCourty. Out of respect to him, I told him we were going to release him today. And I did that for a reason because I wanted to be fair for him, and I think he's earned that trust and that respect to do that, and I wanted to talk to him personally and say, you know what, I'm going to give you a shot to go somewhere else because right now I don't know if you'll make this roster. So I wanted to be fair to him and give him an opportunity to catch him with another club.
You read into the fact that you guys didn't go to Baker Mayfield and Josh Rosen's pro day?
You never know.
A couple more. John, how important was it? Bringing in 10 guys, you obviously got older, more experience. How important was that with the big, you know, for the big picture of the team?
I think, again, for the big picture of the team, bring in guys that can help and create competition. I don't think that was our sole objective in terms of bringing in age to do this or that. I just wanted to bring in really good football players, and this was a resource that we could use in terms of unrestricted free agency, and I wanted to see if we had great assets in place, so why not take advantage of that?
John, what's missing now? When you look at the team and what you've been able to accomplish, what do you think you have to address?
Well, right now I'd like to get a W on the I'd like to get a W, and that's, you know, I'd like to get a few of them W's. That's what I'm working towards.
Part of your plan, I mean, adding more unrestricted free agents in the next, whatever, 3, 4, 5 days?
You know, as this wave unfolds, you know, now, you know, the top guys have gone. Now you kind of reshuffle the deck and kind of see who's there. And you may be able to acquire one or two players. I mean, that's why I'm going upstairs and talk to the guys. And who knows? I mean, maybe there's a chance to get one or two more guys. But I think it's our fiduciary responsibility to explore every option possible to create that competition.
Are you still open for business at, you know, at number one, like you said you were at the?
I'm always open for business. call my phone.
Can you say why you didn't want to get in the Kirk Cousins expensive thing, and also about McCarron, why you preferred Taylor over A.J. McCarron?
Well, I think Tyrod Taylor's our starting quarterback, and I'm fine with that. And, there comes a time when you have to be prudent in terms of going about this and doing about this the right way, because it's just not year one, year two, year three. I mean, when you're doing the cap stuff, you have to think out long term, and you have to think about ramifications on other players and other extensions. So those play important parts in this as well.
Anticipate, though, going into this, did you have a feeling of how the quarterback aspect of free agency might fall, and how much of a role did that play in you being aggressive to trade for Tyrod?
Well, it's not being aggressive. It's just making prudent decisions, sound decisions that's best for the organization, and then listening to everybody in their discussions with regards to particular players, and then it's my job to make sure we make the best decision moving forward, and I think we've done that.